Back now with Day to Day, I'm Noah Adams. The world's richest countries have not given enough money to help the victims of the earthquake that hit Pakistan more than 2 weeks ago. The claim comes from the British aid agency Oxfam. It says the U.S., Japan, and Germany have given far less than their fair share to the earthquake relief fund, while some European countries have given nothing. The UN says that without more resources, many more thousands of people could die. Joining us from the Marketplace London Bureau is Stephen Beard. Stephen, take us through some of the numbers. How much money is needed at the moment and how much has been pledged?
Well, the UN originally appealed for around $300 million to pay for emergency relief. They've now stepped that up to $550 million, but the total amount promised by governments around the world falls far short of that. According to Oxfam, it adds up to only $90 million, and that's the amount promised. The amount actually delivered is much less, according to Oxfam.
And Oxfam is blaming which countries for this?
Seven European governments get the harshest criticism. Those of France, Austria, Belgium, Finland, Greece, Portugal, and Spain have all given precisely nothing. But the US, which has given almost $11 million, gets a bit of stick. Oxfam says that based on the size of the American economy, the US government has been relatively miserly. It's coughed up less than 10% of what Oxfam calls its fair share.
Now, what would be the reasoning? Does Oxfam have any idea about why governments have not been more forthcoming?
They put it down to compassion fatigue, the fact there have been a lot of similar appeals recently. Some aid workers that I've spoken to think that the relief effort in Louisiana after Hurricane Katrina has soaked up quite a bit of the US government's reserves of compassion. The notion that charity begins at home seems to be in the ascendant now. But Sarah Klein of Oxfam says there's little doubt that Pakistan's need is very great. Around 54,000 people died in the quake. She says tens of thousands more could die through lack of essential supplies.
At the moment, we still don't have enough tents, we don't have enough water and sanitation, we don't have enough food. And that's partly to do with logistics, about distribution of aid, but it's also partly to do with money.
Now, I should say that governments operating outside the UN relief operation have pledged a total of $700 million, and there are going to be plenty of private donations too. But Oxfam's point is that the UN-sponsored targeted aid is the most crucial in saving lives in the immediate aftermath of a disaster, and that aid, well, there just hasn't been enough of it.
Stephen Beard of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for talks about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media.